Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dr. Veronica MacIver, Shadow Minister of Health for the Coalition of Independence. I'm in Grand Bahama, and I did visit two of the clinics here in the west portion of the island. And let me start off by saying that the infrastructure, the building, I was impressed. It was maintained, and that I would commend the government for that. Inside, I noticed that in one of the clinics, they had ran out of certain types of medications. Now, I had said in one of my earlier audios that with the proper data technology in place, you could minimize medicinal shortage. And because, you know, the people on the island, you don't want to run out of critical medication, like high blood pressure medication or even diabetes medication. Those are very critical, and you never ever want to run out of those. And I understand that the X-ray machine was down. No one had fixed that. To me, that's also critical. I'm not sure what's happening with the maintenance department. Why, from island to island, you would go in and then you'll find that in some of the clinics, either they don't have an X-ray or perhaps they do have it, but it's not functional. So that's not a good thing. I noticed that they had a dental unit, and it's not just Grand Bahama. In several of the other islands that I visited, they had dental units outfitted. And mind you, what I found was the chairs were very nice. They were outfitted very well. But the complaint was, there's no dentist. Most people were saying, we haven't seen a dentist for 3-4 years in this area. So I'm not sure what's happening with that, whether that is a funding problem for the government. But I would just like to say to the government, listen, excuse me, we're going to have to manage our resources better. Perhaps reevaluate everything as we're doing it, because I know some of the people on the far-flung islands, you know, they have to pay for airfare to come to Nassau to see a dentist, and that's not right. Luckily, the people in Grand Bahama, in the West End, they may have to drive up an hour to go to a clinic further away. I think it's in 8 Mile Rock or Freeport. So, and then the ambulance, they don't have any ambulance in the West, I understand. So it'll take an ambulance, about 45 minutes to reach their location. Now, in a critical situation in health, if there's an accident, that's really, really too long. And it'll take 45 minutes to get back to the hospital. Yeah, the coalition, our goal is to really have ambulance outposts throughout the Bahamas, Nassau and the Family Islands, so that these ambulances can reach their destination within 5 to 10 minutes. You don't want to be longer than that. 15 minutes, maybe at most. But nevertheless, you know, our healthcare system really, really needs an overhaul. I think everybody knows that. There has been, let me talk about this case in Nassau. This 13-year-old boy, that was the latest casualty that was brought to my attention. I reached out to the mother because someone had given me the mother's number. I spoke with her. And I wouldn't go into the details of the case because the mother is still doing her investigation when I spoke with her a couple days ago. And of course, she's seeking legal counsel. But she did say to me that one of the things that she was very disappointed was that no one in the hospital had reached out to her officially to say her son had died. And I think she really, really took that to heart. And I thought, oops. I said, well, how did you find out? She was like, well, I was looking through the glass, or somebody might have been walking in the hallway and I spoke with somebody. But at the end of the day, no official sat her down and said, you know, your son did not make it. You know, we're doing the investigation. We do apologize, or we're sorry for that. Excuse me. And so I would like to admonish the hospital, please, when people are in those situations, you know, a loved one has died, that's an emotional time for them, very traumatic time for them. I feel as if you should at least handle them better from a humanity humanitarian point of view. But nevertheless, there are a lot of challenges in our healthcare system, and hopefully one day we will work through the system. If the government is saying that we are having a funding problem, then I say to the government, listen, we've got to look outside the box. We cannot keep doing taxing the Bahamians to death to fund the government. Tourism and foreign direct investment and banking alone cannot do what we need to do in this country. That's why I always, when I talk, I always advocate for our natural resources to be harnessed to help with the funding. But I have not heard anyone talk about it or discuss it. I don't know why everybody is so tight-lipped about it, but I will keep advocating for it until, you know, we can make the Bahamas a better place. Right now, everybody is having difficulty making ends meet. A lot of people are still struggling. There are people in the upper echelon who, you know, they don't have any problems, but I would say the masses of the people are just making ends meet, or perhaps not even being able to pay their bills. The Minister of Tourism gave some statistics last week about that we are doing better in our in tourism than we did even pre-pandemic. That's a good thing. But you know, I'm wondering, by saying that, you would think that, oh, well, if we're doing the best we've ever done in tourism ever, then that should trickle down to the common folk. But you notice that is not what's happening. I'm hearing more cries from the common people that they can't make ends meet. So something is wrong. And I advocated maybe last year that I said trickle-down economics is not working in the Bahamas as well. We need to go back to trickle-up economics. I wouldn't get into the details of that right now, but that is where we harness our natural resources. And the people at the lower end, you empower them so that they can now stimulate the economy. The money will trickle up to the higher ups. And so it's a win-win situation for everyone. But that's another time for another day. I don't want to make this audio too long. So good morning. Thank you for listening.